This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
The Thanksgiving holiday is officially behind us, and we are now in the holiday travel season. Millions of people will be on the move for family visits and special trips. We're asking about travel in the United States and what to know if you have a trip coming up.
You just have to be prepared to know that you're going to spend more on an airline ticket.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Ronnie Fishkin, Director of Marketing and Vendor Relations at Mann Travels. Ronnie, thank you for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
First things first, it sounds like you just got done with a pretty big trip. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, yeah, I've been traveling a lot since early November, and I have a few tips for people who are going to be heading out in the next few weeks, especially during the holidays. It's everyone wants to travel. Let's just be honest about it. And things that are obstacles like increased costs are real, but they're not stopping people. So you just have to be prepared to know that you're going to spend more on an airline ticket. You're going to spend more on a hotel room, a rental car. But what we are learning is that people are willing to do without other things so they can make travel possible again.
Absolutely. I don't know if you mind sharing, were you in the U.S. or outside of the country or all over the place?
I was only in the U.S. I was in Las Vegas for a conference and then out on the West Coast in California visiting family. The airports are busy. So we just finished what airline analysts consider the busiest travel day of the year, which is Sunday. And we made it through that. There were some cancellations. There were some delays. But for the most part, we hear it went pretty smoothly. So a couple of suggestions I would make. Get to the airport early. I know that sounds cliched, but you'd rather be sitting there and ready to go than sweating and running up a concourse. It's just not fun to be late or to feel like you're under pressure. The other thing is that the TSA just reduced the cost of the TSA PreCheck. So it is now $78 for 5 years. I would say it is a fabulous investment for anybody who travels by air. In fact, it's also a great gift idea for the holidays for the traveler in your life. $78 and for 5 years, you can get an expedited line. It's really worth it.
I know this past year, we've heard about a lot of issues with the airlines. Didn't hear, like you said, too much buzz over the Thanksgiving weekend about major issues. Do you know if we are past the peak of the problems or could there still be some long-term concerns at the airline?
So, fingers crossed, we are definitely past the peak. I think we were seeing some prices come down a little bit. They're still high, but they're not at those real highs we saw earlier this year. I think we all learned a lot of lessons, the airlines and the TSA included. And so they have made a lot of adjustments to help deal with some of those problems we had heard about. I think we're in good shape. Like you said, we didn't hear about terrible problems this past weekend. And so I think we should be okay this Christmas time. It's going to be crowded. Look, two busy days, the 2 days before Christmas, always are going to be really congested at airports. We just have to plan and plan ahead for it.
Absolutely. The TSA PreCheck, I know that's something I always notice it whenever I'm taking a flight, but I always feel like I don't fly often enough to need it. Do you recommend a certain amount of travel for somebody who's getting PreCheck, or should just anybody be interested in it?
I think anyone should have it. You get to go on a shorter line. You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take all your equipment out. Children that are, I think it's under 12 that are traveling with their parents are could accompany them in that TSA PreCheck line. I think it's worth it. It's 5 years. So even if you're only traveling twice a year, in those 5 years, that's 10 times you could go on a shorter line.
And forgive me if you already mentioned this. Is it difficult to get it? Do you have to apply for it? How does somebody acquire TSA?
So you do have to go to the TSA.gov website, but I do feel like that they have made it a quicker process. I don't know exactly how long it takes, but I think it's still time you can get it for the holidays.
Absolutely. Ronnie, what are some of the hot spots to travel to? Where do folks like to go these days?
So for the holidays, you know, the number one place is to visit family, mm-hmm. for sure. And we're still seeing the after effects of a post-COVID where people couldn't get together for years. And so number one is to visit family. Number two, though, very close behind are our warm weather destinations and beaches. We are so lucky in the Charlotte region that we can get to so many fabulous Caribbean destinations nonstop. Not everybody in the country has that advantage. And so it's really simple to get to so many Caribbean islands. And there is still some space available. People booked in advance this year because they've been waiting for this chance for so long. But there is still space available if people are procrastinators like me, you know, who didn't really get their trips planned yet. You can still find some space, but a lot of people heading to the Caribbean for this holiday season.
Yeah, a lot of people like those warm weather vacays.
Right. But then again, you know, skiing is still popular. Yeah. A lot of west, out west ski destinations, really popular. The Southwest, California, you know, there's lots of great, great destinations right here in this country.
Yeah, that's a good thing to remember. I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, Ronnie, but when folks are looking for trips, are you looking to pay a lot more if you're somebody who's waiting for the last minute to book a trip or saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to try to go to New York next week? Are you going to end up paying a lot more than if you had planned months out, or is it not really the case?
Yes, you really are going to pay more if you wait to the last minute. The travel industry is really trying to get people focused on travel or making their travel plans further in the future. It helps everybody in terms of planning. And so prices are going to increase. It's also just a basic, you know, econ 101. Inventory shrinks. There's less spots on a plane as time goes by. And so those prices go up. That goes for hotels, that goes for rental cars, really everything travel related. As inventory shrinks, prices will go up. So we really want people to book early, but not only for cost purposes, but for choices. You won't get your first choice necessarily if you wait to the last minute. And that could mean the seat on the plane, you could end up in the middle, or it could mean you don't get the date you want or the room you want. And so if you're flexible, you can wait to the last minute. But if you really know what you want, book it in advance. And today, with less cancellation penalties than we used to live with, it's there's no real downside to booking things early.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Any specific airlines or transportation services that you recommend, or on the flip side, tell people, you might want to avoid them?
So, you know, it's a hard question for us in this region because most people flying out of the Charlotte area are flying on American. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It just is. We, you know, the majority of the gates are American gates. But because we are a hub and such a busy hub, we have the advantage of flying almost anywhere nonstop. And that's really a great benefit. Flying home last night on from California, I got to get off the plane and go home where everybody else had to make a connection and go somewhere else. So living in Charlotte is a benefit when you fly American. You don't have to worry about making that or missing that connection. Half the problems that the airlines were having were because of people missing connections because of delays or cancellations. We don't have that problem because we're nonstop. So we got to look on the bright side, right? Always think about those silver linings.
That is definitely something we should not take for granted. Good point there, Ronnie. Anything people should pack these days that they don't think about? I know that's kind of an obscure one.
So I would say electronics are, you know, people forget that their flights could be delayed. And so they want an extra battery pack maybe, and things like that. A lot of the planes these days do have the ability for you to charge while you're on there if you're on newer equipment. But, you know, be prepared. Pack snacks. The old days of having a lot of food options on flights are they haven't come back really full strength yet. So if you get hungry and you know you're going to be on that plane or you're traveling with children, not only get to the airport early, but pack some food or buy it when you get to the airport. Because once you get on that plane, you might get a little pack of pretzels or maybe some cookies, but you're not going to have, you know, a lot of food options. So that's what I would definitely tell people to bring snacks.
Absolutely. I know from your travels, you probably got experience in different airports. How do you think these days Charlotte Douglas compares to some of the other major airports across the country?
When Charlotte Douglas is finished with all its construction, it's going to be awesome. But we are still dealing with some construction issues. And so you're rerouted. You have to go outside to go to the other to the other gates. It's going to be great, I think, but we're not there yet. Traffic is still building up. When people are dropping off the departures and the arrivals part is still a little congested, especially at a busy time. Yesterday it was very crowded. I'm sure Sunday was even worse, but I think we can look forward to a time when the construction is completed and we will have a world-class airport.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks in the Charlotte area will be happy about that.
Absolutely.
Ronnie, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Just that I'm so happy to see people traveling again. People really, it's a passion, and we were without it for so long that it's really, it's great that people can do what they want to do again and explore the world and visit their family. And so I'm thrilled that that's something we can help people do, and happy that people are out there doing it again.
Absolutely. It is definitely nice to see people on the move once again. Ronnie Fishkin, Director of Marketing and Vendor Relations at Mann Travels, thank you.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.